2022. Listen, frustrated fucking gym coach without the goddamn blazer. We might not make it to May or April 2022. Oh, yeah, you're down with the struggle. Out of your fucking mind. Jesus Christ. When we get control of the house. Oh, Jesus, he's the new Devin Nunez. Fuck's sake.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Yeah. That's the bigger story. Nobody has a solution. Nobody wants to have a solution. You have to reelect them, and you have to reelect more of them and elect more GOP to take Democratic seats if you want to get anything done. So you're going to have to wait a year. Oh, and you're fucking still beholden to this government? I don't give a shit about you. Like the song says, no more words. Go fuck yourself. Four red states recover, all pre-recession jobs, but not the blue states. And we've talked about this before in here. Texas, Arizona, Idaho, Utah have seen full recovery in their labor markets following COVID-19 and the lockdown-induced recession. Utah shouldn't really count because there's so many government jobs there. So, and assholes. Anyway, just look at the two senators. Jesus Christ. Romney and Lee. Yikes. But Texas and Arizona, will focus on them, and Idaho. It's a trend that's expected to include another dozen states by the middle of this year. Of course, red states. Got a lot of people moving to these places, too. That helps. A lot more ratables. More businesses going there. That's more ratables. Larger payroll size and payroll growth, larger retail sales, larger warehousing, larger transportation industries when you have people flocking other places like California moving to these places. And they're not run by communists. See, I don't even use Democrats anymore. It's not even framed properly. Democrats, you know, Biden was asked today, why are you taking the party so far left? Another. By Fox News. He had no answer. The guy was beat up today. He had no answer. Far left. You know, what's the left of Biden? Communism. And we're there. Plain and simple. What are we listening to here? Little Berlin, the metro. Somebody say communism? Yeah. I think it's a communism, you son of a bitch. We're fascists, not communists. How dare you? Goddamn Germans. And my grandparents, my great-grandparents, both sets would be rolling in their graves. They probably are. What do we got left here? So we got red states recovering. We got idiots in blue states with their cup out. What else is new? And if you want to see some fucking states and cities that are having a problem, look in California, New York, look in New Jersey. There are droves of people suffering in these Democrat, so-called Democrat-controlled hell holes. Of course, I call them communist-controlled. The story is on. Well, let's look at some of the things here. In overall freedom, the top five states are as follows. New Hampshire, Florida, Nevada, Tennessee, South Dakota. This is according to a report. The Cato's Institute, newest freedom in 50 states report. Okay. Cato Institute is not related to Cato Kalin. Of O.J. Simpson fame, in case you were wondering. Wow, that guy runs an institute? He should be in an institution. The bottom states in the freedom in the 50 states are as follows. Oregon, New Jersey, California, Hawaii, and New York. And there you go. That's an interesting story. What do we got left? There's a story about the metaverse with Zuckerberg. I'm not giving that any fucking oxygen. I think the whole thing is insane and it's preposterous, as is he and his plans to turn the metaverse into a money machine. That's all it is. The metaverse is just a money machine, a different way to manipulate the young bucks and all the way from his VR headsets to other insane things they have in store. These people are fucked up, plain and simple. I'm not going to give it. You can read about that on pain.tv. I'm not going to. Zuckerberg is bullshit. Every time we feed into this and we cover these guys, we make them more money. Fuck him. It's another guy should be locked the fuck up. What a country. What a world, really. Communist cash bonanza. Consumer spending on China's TikTok jumped 77% last year. I thought Trump was going to ban TikTok. I'm going to ban TikTok. It's bad for Americans. It's owned by the Chinese. 2 days later, I'm brokering a deal between Microsoft. Bill Gates is Microsoft and TikTok. They're going to purchase it.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Some of the young bucks said, hey, Chief, we should get on TikTok. You should get on TikTok. Oh, yeah, I'll do well on TikTok. Yeah, I'll do it. What do I got to do? Some fucking dance moves? Is that what I got to do? I can do fucking dance videos. I mean, I can still cut a rug, but I don't think it's going to go well. But it's growing. It's growing. 77% year-on-year growth, up from $1.3 billion in 2020, and it's to $2.3 billion. That's a lot of TikToks. Boy, no one's more upset about TikTok's success than Sean Hannity. His TikToks never really panned out to be. Watch, did they? Hannity and his wing monkeys who misled you for years will be filing suit.
TikTok is that's intellectual property. We came up with TikTok.
Yeah, but this is actually, these people actually deliver a service, unlike Hannity's TikTok. Fuck out of here. That's okay. It's only run by what, the communist Chinese and likely the Chinese military. Hey, Fauci should get on TikTok, right? He probably owns part of it. Well, hopefully for whom the bell tolls. Hopefully the time is tick-tocking on that son of a bitch and his winged monkeys. Time will tell. And guess who's going to follow the money all the way to China? Oh, the public-private partnership.
Klaus Schwab!
Klaus Schwab is already kissing China's ass, and guess what? BlackRock's going to be there more so than it is, and they're all going to put their money in. They don't care about human rights fucking transgressions and... I don't care about people getting fucking whacked for their political opinions. People who vanish. There's money to be made. Fuck them. This is what we're dealing with. Sell you out. Lock you up in your fucking house. They smell some profits in China. It's no problem. Human rights violations. Why do we care about human rights violations? We're violating our own employees' human rights. Carhartt, etc. Hey, we should get more of a foothold in China. We should send more business to China. We align with them politically and philosophically. Let's look into slavery. Hey,
Hey, excuse me, having a meeting. A slave labor doesn't seem so bad. Let's explore the slave labor. I mean, these people are making a lot of money. And fuck them, too. I mean, you're putting a needle in our employees here. I mean, let's take it to the next step and not pay them a goddamn dime. Do you understand?
Oh, take care. God bless you. Check out pain.tv. We appreciate it. We really do. Tomorrow we got Maria Albanese, and we wrap up another week. On the weekend, we have more intel for you, and it's just pedal to the metal.
Kim, what's on your radar?
Well, I'm angry. I'm not going to lie. I'm really, really angry right now. So I'm just going to do a little rant to get this off my chest. Right now, everywhere we look, people have COVID. Vaccinated or not, everyone seems to be catching the virus with a whopping 800,000 new cases per day. Because Omicron is spreading like wildfire throughout the country, indiscriminately infecting anyone it comes into contact with, some serious, serious failings by our public health officials, the CDC, Fauci, our politicians, and the mainstream media are becoming glaringly obvious, to the point where I think their failings rise to the level of crimes against humanity. The scientists and health experts, the people responsible for guiding us safely and scientifically through this pandemic, have been hyper-focused on vaccines. They raced towards a vax, told us to hunker down and wait for the vax. When it became available, they told us to get the vax. Then all the discussion centered around the awful people who refused the vax. So then they mandated the vax. And throughout this entire time, which is now at 2 years in, they've never focused on, and often, which is why it rises to the level of a crime, even shut down discussion surrounding the well-known scientific principle of natural immunity. They shut down and even demonized any discussion of potential early treatments, and they failed to give us good instructions on what to do when our loved ones or we ourselves catch COVID. They flat out refused to focus on any of this. They instead swore if we all got the vaccine, the pandemic would end. Well, it didn't end. Everyone is catching COVID. People who got double vaxxed and triple vaxxed and wore double masks and kept their kids out of school and gave up Christmas with family, and even worse, gave up being with their loved ones by their side as they breathed their last breaths because they weren't allowed to be next to them, are catching COVID. Everyone is catching COVID. And as people are catching it, they're starting to realize they have no tools left in their toolkit. Somebody tell me, what are you supposed to do when you catch COVID? Seriously, can you answer that question? Besides quarantining yourself and wishing you were vaccinated more than you already are, what are you supposed to do? Do you isolate yourself away from your family and fight the virus alone while hoping and praying you don't need to go to the hospital? Because that's what they've left us with. Why don't we know more about natural immunity and how long it lasts? With so many people getting sick, wouldn't it be helpful to know whether or not people who've already recovered can take on the task of caring for their loved ones who are now ill? The Israelis came out with an enormous study showing natural immunity afforded 13 times more protection against reinfection than vaccination. But quickly, the CDC released its own highly flawed study, claiming the opposite, that previously infected people were more likely to catch the virus than those vaccinated. Now, wouldn't it be nice to know which study is right? Wouldn't it be nice to know how long natural immunity lasts? Wouldn't it be nice to know if you do get reinfected, whether or not the disease is more or less severe? Signs point towards previous infection being protective to some degree, in the least lessening symptoms when reinfected. And what about the natural immunity younger people seem to have? We've known throughout the pandemic that young people often have very mild illness when infected. But again, the mere mention that they maybe should be less afraid of catching the virus was met with fierce resistance. So here we are now. We have people sick, and yet young and old and previously infected alike are all equally scared. And now people who are sick in bed with COVID, who can't get themselves water or Tylenol or food to eat, are reliant on the brave in their families to care for them, if they're lucky enough to have someone brave at all. COVID can often be so debilitating, people can't get themselves out of bed for even the most basic of needs. Frightened people who otherwise maybe wouldn't need to be frightened because they're younger or previously infected are hiding away and leaving food on doorsteps for loved ones, expecting them to crawl out of bed and care for themselves. And often people don't get the care they need until they've gotten so bad they need hospitalization. Why don't we have more info on who is perhaps safest to care for others in the family? If you can't get water to stay hydrated, Tylenol to get your temperature down, someone to run a humidifier or to get you food, how can you successfully fight off a virus? I suspect many people didn't get the early care they needed because people were too frightened to be around them, and they wound up in the hospital or even worse. And speaking of early treatment, again, no honest discussion or research has been earnestly put into trying to determine what could give a person a better fighting chance. Many early treatments that maybe weren't 100% effective, but reduced severe outcomes by 30% or 40% or 50%, which is better than nothing, were demonized as conspiracy theories before anyone put any real effort into studying them. I can guarantee you right now that anyone sick in bed with COVID will take a treatment that gives them even a 10% better chance of reducing symptoms than nothing at all. But that's pretty much what we've been left with. Nothing at all. Even monoclonal antibodies, a treatment that seemed to work, has been suppressed in the vaccine or bust movement. Yet here we are. People are fully vaccinated, even boosted, sick in bed, scared. And the best weapon our public health officials have given them against COVID is what? NyQuil? I say this as someone who, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, has been surrounded by and caring for people with COVID. Some vaccinated, some boosted, some unvaccinated. It doesn't matter. People are getting sick. I have been taking temperatures, checking oxygen, running humidifiers, and researching online what am I supposed to do, but the information is scarce. No one is giving us any idea of what we're supposed to do besides the frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. And guess what? They're, of course, demonized. We're left waiting once again for another Big Pharma Pfizer solution, the early treatment pill, which does no one any good right now because we're waiting for it. This is what they've left us with. Millions of people are getting sick right now with no real idea of what to do except get your 4 tests from Biden and hope they come back negative. This lack of basic research and information on who is safest in our families to care for others, what treatment to give them when they're sick, and how to care for them to give them the best fighting chance is, in my book, a crime. These are health officials. They're scientists. They're doctors. They shouldn't be telling us to just hunker down and hope we never catch it. We need more information. They haven't given it to us. And worse, they've demonized any discussion of it. Now, I want to give you guys some examples that people have emailed into me. I'm currently in quarantine right now, caring for somebody positive with COVID. I've had COVID back in March of 2020. That was a long time ago. I suspect any minute now I'm going to test positive for the virus. I keep checking every single day I test, thinking today's the day I'm going to get COVID again. I haven't yet, but I will say that I've had people email in stories to me. A woman said that her 69-year-old woman, her aunt, lives with her 40-year-old daughter. When the 69-year-old woman caught COVID, her 40-year-old daughter wouldn't let her back in the house because she was too afraid. Another one, a 68-year-old woman. Luckily, the family was smart. When she got COVID, they hid the father away who has cancer. But the adult hypertensive son took care of his mother while his sister, who had previously been infected, stayed away. And home care workers are reporting that they're showing up for their check-ins to find food left on doorsteps. They go inside and they find the person in fetal position, unable to get out of bed to care for themselves, to get water or Tylenol, let alone go pick up the food off the front steps. And if you're somebody who needs a home care worker, you're older. So this whole thing, you know, we don't know what to do. And now everybody's getting COVID. And, people are hiding away. And I can tell you, as somebody who's been caring for somebody in their 70s with COVID for 3 days, it was scary because they were really sick. And I couldn't imagine what would have happened had they been left alone. I just think they would have ended up in the hospital because if you can't get water, you can't fight a virus. You know, it's that simple. But here we are. What have they left us with? What are you supposed to do when you catch COVID? Does anybody know?
The thing I would agree with you there on is that they I don't know, the CDC, NIH, I don't know who, but they have not been good enough about putting together like a basic worksheet like you're talking about. It should not be so hard when you come down with COVID to find, okay, what are the things that people have done and how have they worked? And so then, right, you wind up on that site that wants to sell you hydroxychloroquine, or
FLCCC doesn't do hydroxychloroquine. It's an ivermectin kit with vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin. It's an entire kit, but that's the only thing that you've got, and that is better than nothing. Because otherwise, literally, they're like, take some NyQuil, stay home, and hope you don't end up in the hospital. Call us if your oxygen drops below 90. I mean, that's what doctors literally tell us.
But Kim, but you said, right, people would take anything that gives them like a 10, 20, 30% reduction. I mean, that's the vaccine, right? That's
what you right, but right
get
now
the vaccine.
People are getting
that's
sick.
What it gives you.
Hey, I'm telling you, I am taking care of people who are vaccinated and sick. Right. So it's not about that. People are getting vaccinated and they're still falling very ill. Maybe they're not ill enough to go to the hospital.
But what I'm saying is they would have been more ill. They would have been more ill. Like, that's what the vaccine offers you. And you're right. I wish there was more we could do. The FDA should move quicker to approve all the other things. You're right that there's a very little guidance. There's an elderly person in my family who was hospitalized for something else, tested positive for COVID, and I was trying to, like, communicate to my family, well, what are they giving this person, the whatever therapeutics you're supposed to give them, but because this person wasn't hospitalized for COVID, wasn't clear that they were worried about it, it was just very confusing. And then they released this person, like, but this is a very elderly person with COVID, and you're saying they can go home? What? It's very confusing.
I mean, the people that are vaccinated, maybe they don't end up in the ICU, but they do still end up in the hospital oftentimes, especially if they're elderly people who live alone, which are millions of people that live alone, and they're not getting the care because their family members, their neighbors, people are too afraid to attend to them. And it just gets to the point where they need to be hospitalized. Do they get sick enough to go to the ICU? Are they going to die? No, but they need care, and no one's willing to do it. And that's because we're not given any guidance at all.
The next month or two, though, we're going to get a real test of how much natural immunity holds up, but also how much unvaccinated without natural immunity holds up as Omicron starts, you know, ripping through the rest of the country. You know, we've seen it in New York and D.C. and some places in the West Coast. But, you know, epidemiological modelers are now saying that we could be looking at another 50,000 to upwards of 300,000 more deaths between now and the end of March as it kind of, you know, sweeps across the country. I hope those numbers are an exaggeration. But I don't think we should think of natural immunity as a strategy. I think you're right we, in Europe, if you had natural immunity, that can count towards, you know, some of these vaccine requirements, which I think makes sense. Antibodies are antibodies, whether you buy them from the pharmaceutical company or you acquire them, unfortunately, naturally. But it's not necessarily a tactic that somebody would want to deploy because you don't know
But if you knew that you just recently caught COVID, let's say within the last 4 months, and then your mother, Ryan, like, let's say your mother gets COVID and she needs somebody to care for her, wouldn't you rather be the one to sign?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely.
You
know, no question.
We don't know anything, but we don't know anything. They don't tell us anything. Yeah. We don't know how long it actually
lasts. And you're right about that. They're unwilling, they being the public health establishment, their mainstream media allies, many Democratic political figures are unwilling to even concede that if you recover from a recent infection, you know, it's akin to being vaxxed or boosted, and you're probably you should be the point of contact for someone who has COVID in your family. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's ridiculous that they overlook that.
Maybe they will now. I don't know.
Let's hope.
Well, good luck to you.
Mushroom cloud. This is Radio Cash. You don't need that. is the audio animation. This is Radio Class. Can we get that world to listen? This is Radio Class using oral animation. This is Radio Class. Can we get that world to listen? This is Radio Class on Pirate Satellite.